Sorry, we're way nicer than it
right on
happened.
Time for the podcast.
Charlie!
Stupid. Yo, what's good, Casey?
What it do?
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
What's good?
Everyone does it.
Everything's good, man. Life is good.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Let's go.
I'm touching my dog's elbow right now.
Oh my god. I am here for a very limited
time. Just got a lot of elbow skin.
I'm watching a movie in French right now, and it's from 1960, and I can't understand a word of it, so I'm going to have to go back to that in a second.
Right on.
Hell yeah, dude.
Imagine
taking a French class.
Is elbow skin, is elbow skin on a dog still called a weenus?
I don't know.
These are the questions we need to be asking. I'm going to look it up. Dog weenus.
Do spiders feel the effects of gravity when they're upside down? Do they know they're upside down? These are the things we need to ask.
You could probably figure that out.
This image is entitled My Dog's Pink Weenus.
She left, so I can no longer
acquire
more information about the dog.
I'll copy that and send it to you guys.
I don't want to see it.
It's okay. It's just a dog weenus.
This is my dog's pink dog weenus.
Nothing to see
dude,
here.
Dude, it's just a weenus. Shut up.
Officer, why are you...
Oh my god. Why? Why?
Why is she squeaking?
Why is it like that?
I really don't see the problem here. It's just a weenus, dude. Everybody's got
everyone
one.
Else, everyone yeah, else everyone in the group chat that doesn't know what's going on just witnessed a photo of a dog penis.
Spread the word.
It's not the only thing getting spread.
Oh.
The weenus is also being spread.
Every time you move your arm, extend it, the weenus is being spread.
Nice.
I'm touching weenus.
So,
weenus spread. I can't believe it's not.
Stop talking.
The joke is over. The joke is over.
So
we're moving on now.
How's everyone? How's everyone doing?
Better.
Well, that's good,
pretty
Alyssa.
Good.
How about Charles? How you doing?
Okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah. How about Casey?
Oh, you know.
No one cares.
Nice.
Well, I don't have anything planned for today.
No doubt.
Not again. I understand. Not again.
That's fine. I didn't want you guys to know how I was doing anyways.
Oh, well, we're all going to just expect a, you know. But that's it. Nothing else.
Exactly. I'm lagging. I can tell.
That's fine. I'm not upset.
Gabrielle, how are you enjoying your new... Oh, never mind. Wow, okay.
I don't know. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
That is absolutely what this is.
On the other hand, Charles, I believe you were going to ask me about my bass. I love it.
Oh, God. She knows.
That's not
you got a bass?
I got a
Casey,
bass.
Casey, where have you been?
To Gulag, brother, I'm back.
Casey's more like bassy.
Oh.
Bassy Brown.
Eric.
There's so much low end on your mic when you say that.
That's because
BCB
I'm a nice
dude. Brown.
You're
Gabriel,
welcome.
What'd you get?
I don't even know what you call it. Let me look up the official fancy name for it.
This is when it's we're gonna gretch. This is when we're gonna figure out if Casey hates scratches or not.
Wait, is
okay.
He doesn't.
Hold on.
I know he doesn't.
Okay, it's only Eric. Okay.
No, hold up. You got to.
Okay.
Gretsch, but Gretsch
what? Base.
It's a junior jet base 2, short scale, black walnut, fingerboard. Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
That being said,
it's
I don't care that it's a Gretsch, but I will bully you that you got a short scale. Gonna,
I can't. I have tiny fucking arms, okay, Eric. Listen,
hold on. I'm going to defend her for a second. My favorite, one of my favorite guitars is a little half size. Okay, they're fun to play.
No, disagree.
You cannot bully me for having a short scale when Charlie has whenever he has.
I bully him too.
Lose musician.
He has the preschool guitar.
Shut up. It's called a Tiny Boy. That's also the name of the company. They're Japanese. They were like made for budget. Oh, their budget guitar is made for like Indonesian children. They're being shipped out.
Oh shit.
And they're actually really hard to find now. Like, people pay good money to get their Tiny Boy guitars, okay?
Everybody... The fact that it's called a Tiny Boy and it's from Japan makes me very question, like, question thing. Because, you know...
Tiny Boy! Oh, that's...
No.
Oh, my God.
That's not what I was getting at.
I was going to say, sounds like something from JoJo, but...
Do you know what the names of the nuclear bombs that were dropped on Japan were?
We gotta back way far up. I'm sorry
I'm just
for
saying.
Anybody I just offended.
I'm just saying.
Little Boy was not one of the bombs, though. Or Tiny Boy, sorry.
I know, but it's pretty similar. That's all I'm saying. We can move on now.
What are we moving on
nice.
To?
Nice.
I don't know. Okay, cool. Now what?
Did anyone hear that?
Hear what?
Exactly.
Anyone hear this? Hear this? Listen. Right. Shut
I
up.
Already heard it earlier. You did it already, like what? 10 seconds ago. She hit the string.
Shot!
Oh, nice slap, Gabby.
Yeah, I'm kind of talented. I hope you.
Bootsy Collins would like to know. He's dead, isn't he? Oh, he's way dead.
How do you measure dead, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. A little bit
he's
to like.
He's at least dead level 4.
Never coming back. Not a chance.
I just found some driftwood on my bed.
What's in there?
What?
Dude, I don't know.
Tide is high. There's some driftwood on my bed. Eric's bed is
you
the
think
sea
I know?
Bed. He's a mermaid.
It's a water bed.
Dude, Bootsy Collins is alive. And he's 60.
Nobody knows who that is.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you do.
Not
okay,
chance.
Well, first of all, Casey definitely knows who he is because he's worked with Stevie Wonder.
Here we go.
Casey's worked with Stevie Wonder.
Dude, oh
that's
my.
So cool.
What?
Do you know what album?
Oh, Jesus, I wouldn't.
Okay.
No. Big fan.
I'm not even a big fan.
Really? You seem to know a lot about the guy.
No, he's a bassist. He's a funk bassist. That's just about it.
It's probably the worst insult you could say to someone.
He's a funk bassist.
Oh, I finished this song in A sharp, by the way, and then I deleted it because it wasn't very good.
Yeah, because it was in A sharp. You should write. You should try writing a song in B flat next time, Casey. See where it gets.
Have you guys tried E?
Eric, I've only tried E.
I was gonna say, yeah, once or twice.
Sometimes I like to spice it up and play an A.
I can't.
I'm going to send you guys a photo of Bootsy Collins and Stevie.
Oh, no.
Okay, never mind. That did not receive.
No. No, please do. I'm sorry.
A lot of...
It's just going to be another photo of a dog penis.
No complaints here.
One. Oh, no.
You motherfuckers.
What? What's your problem? Man. Take this outside.
Oh, Eric, you're gonna fight me? We can't go outside. Words. That's not safe.
Well, you can stand 6 feet apart and yell at each other.
Let's do it. Bet you're not man enough to do it.
You're right. I'm woman enough to do it. It's 2020, Charlie. It's time to break down those gender roles.
The gender roles. I know you said gender walls, but he really sounded like gender alls. Yo, okay, listen. Listen.
That's my favorite piece of clothing.
Exactly. We're gonna start. Gender alls, the brand.
Thank you.
Gender neutral overalls for you and your loved ones. Gender alls.
Gender neutral overalls. Everybody check the chat.
Oh my god.
We could market that. It's definitely a big audience. We've got millennial dudes. We've got millennial females.
You
We've
all,
got farmers.
You are all. I've punished you.
What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Dare you send that to the guy?
I can't even hear you. I can't understand what you're saying. Stop laughing. Speak coherent.
It's a photo of a dog weenus.
I'm not looking
That's
at
not a chart. Weenus. That was not its weenus.
Excuse me?
That was not a dog weenus. Oh my god.
All I'm saying is I better get some appreciation around here or that's going to happen more.
All I'm saying is that I think gender alls could seriously take
gender
off.
Alls?
Me too, Eric.
Yeah. God. Just dropped my phone.
So do we have any investors?
In gender alls?
Bold of you to think I have more than 30 cents to my name right now.
That was a Gabby approved comment.
I was standing at the start of this, but now I'm sitting down.
Buy so many freaking plants.
Hey.
Hey.
I appreciate the plants, okay? No, it's good.
That's
to
the start. Last thing we need on this earth.
Is plants.
More oxygen.
Kill them all.
Exactly.
No more plants.
They're overrated.
Charlie and I, we think alike.
We do. I like being around plants. It's, yeah.
I also like being around
plants. Oh, no shit, Gabby.
I would just like to say that one of Frank's children is, like, literally popping out of its pot right now.
Hold on.
Could you give context
no.
for the audience?
She means okay. Oh, okay. I thought you meant could you give context to Frank's child, which is probably just
no, I know.
An extension of Frank himself.
Frank. No, it's not. It's actually very funny because they're like totally disconnected from one another. Frank is a cactus I own, and Frank has recently grown different cacti. In its pot, and there's no room for all of them. So, Frank and his five children, Plank, Stank, Lank, Dank, and Harold, are all doing very well.
There's something unsettling about referring to a plant as your child and naming it.
No, it's Frank's child. I think it's Frank's. They're probably children. All connected by roots.
What is the relation to
No, they're name? Not. I could see the roots.
What do you mean you can see the roots?
I am a caregiver. I can see the roots because they're popping right out of the thing.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Yeah, you do.
But Canadian Tire isn't pulling through.
Okay. Hold on.
Charlie, get on
them. You're gonna come at me after the
All
worst
he does
day
is
I've
pick
had.
The boxes.
I'm kidding. Listen, my mom got her pots and her coffee. She's fine.
I'm picking orders now. Do you have any clue how Yo, Charlie, I saw we you. Are? What? No, fuck
I,
off, really?
Like, yes, I do.
Yeah, you're in the parking yes, lot I shoving do. Stuff into someone the back of someone's truck.
We never nice. Got our order, by the way.
Yeah, I pick orders and take them outside, but we're very incredibly behind. And my manager's at the store right now, and she will be until 1 a.m. Ooh. And she got in at 8 a.m. Oh. The same time as I did. That's great.
Maybe she should
She deserves a
retire.
She's
I would.
Like which one? Wait.
I thought it was your day off.
Like last week? My day off last week?
What?
No.
No, I thought you had said that you don't get a day what? Off until Tuesday.
Hold on.
I am.
No, apparently. I get Wednesday and Friday off every week. Yeah.
Wednesday and Friday.
I know. I'm okay. Spoiled.
What does he do with all that time?
Homework.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but it's too sad.
I'm sorry, I'm too fine. Gabby, what are you doing?
I'm fiddling with the switchy thing.
The what?
You know, on the guitar. You know how there's a thing that which pickup you want to use?
What?
Are you kidding? Her three-way. Her three-way switch.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know that thing.
I thought you were just smacking the pickup.
Oh. She's smacking the pickup with some like a spoon and the amp is on it. It's going...
It's called experimental electronic music.
Oh, Frank Zappa would like to know your location.
And if I take a spoon. So, anyways.
Yeah, Charlie, did I ever show you that, like, clawing your string technique that Zappa does all the time? That just reminded me of that.
No.
How okay. do you do it?
You turn up your distortion on your amp to the maximum. And then you literally, like, you claw at your strings.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think he came up with that. I'm pretty sure it's just a pick slide without a pick.
Like, oh. Yeah, I'll turn my shit off.
Welcome to Guitar Players Podcast. Casey's going to blow out our eardrums with a new experimental.
He really is.
Technique.
Oh, you can hear it. Hear the feedback.
Guys, this is too bad, but I don't play around.
Oh, he doesn't play around.
His tubes are already ready.
That's why he has 30 cents in his bank account. He's buying two bands.
Oh, there it is. Oh.
Wait. Turn it down.
God.
Turn it down for a hot minute.
Can I hear his voice?
No, not at all. Can't really hear much of anything.
I can hear that. I can hear his cat being, like, beaten up in the back alley.
Is that a jazz metaphor?
Yeah. Is that a jazz metaphor? Oh, what's it a jazz metaphor for?
Dude. That's you're supposed to come up with that part of the joke. I gave you the prompt.
I'm letting Eric down tonight. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can get the next one.
Okay.
I'm going to do my French doll. I love you. Come on.
Oh, night, Casey.
Okay.
It was good having you on.
Aw.
Remember when we were and supposed to have Sam on this episode?
Four? I don't.
Gabby. Yes.
Yeah, I do.
You know what?
Our manager didn't get around to that.
I did not expect Casey to actually be joining, and I was going to introduce that we invite people starting
our weekly guest
in a month.
Casey is such a delight.
Yeah.
Too bad he's gone.
Oh.
That's so mean. But I just meant to say yes, but I was waiting for you to finish eating. I think someone was chewing.
What?
No.
It sounded like someone was chewing. No.
If Alyssa's eating right now, we should kick her out.
Oh.
I can't kick people out.
She doesn't have anything to say for herself.
Mouth is too full.
She even here.
I can make
no.
Mouth.
Nobody what said that.
No, no. Alyssa, well, for real.
No one said you had to send a dog penis into the group chat, but she did.
That's and my last resort. Oh, Eric didn't. Eric didn't see the dog wiener.
Eric didn't see it.
No, I didn't.
Eric, I'll have
to DM it to me.
Oh.
I don't know what the joke is.
Hey, baby.
This is, why do we even do this?
Because people miraculously listen to it.
Is that why we do it? For yeah. them?
We're making like 10 people happy right now.
Are any of them ourselves? 10.
Well, Gabby, you can check the analytics right now.
Yes, sir. Actually, I can't.
I would like to bring up the conversation that never got discussed again about how we're not actually making any money on this.
Hey, Eric.
That's again a not a.
This episode was brought to you by
that we talk about on the podcast. No,
Anchor.
Shut up.
It's
this podcast was
down
not
there.
Brought to you by Anchor. Screw you, Anchor.
Oh, Eric, Anchor is our platform.
And this was our last.
Yeah, podcast. But it's free.
Which is great, but we're not going to talk about that.
We can't disanchor.
No,
then
we can't.
Blow away in the wind. In the gale. If we disanchor.
In a gale. There are gale force winds approaching. Ready to blow us away.
With
there's
the
a joke in there somewhere, too.
Yeah. Oh, Gabby.
So.
I'm sorry, Casey taught me a cool trick and trying it.
You've really never just put your fingernails on the strings before?
Have you just learned about harmonics?
That's not a harmonic. She's playing with the.
That absolutely is a harmonic. It's still a harmonic.
Everything's a harmonic.
Yeah.
It sounds so cool.
That's not a harmonic.
I mean
love. It's part of the Overtone series.
Yeah. Okay, what am I doing? I'm trying to,
Alyssa's in the group chat.
What is Alyssa? Why is she not here?
I don't know. What's she saying? If I look at it, it'll boot me out of the thing.
No one could hear me. No one could hear her. Try
maybe
again.
She should stop being.
Nope. Don't.
Not.
Don't even. Nope.
What's your problem?
Don't diss everyone that enters the
We love
chat.
Alyssa.
I'm just trying to
yes.
make fun of her
yes,
microphone skills.
Microphone skills.
Exactly. might fall asleep.
Hold on, everybody. I'll just be 1 second.
Oh, no. Dead air. We've got to make something happen here. Yo.
Alyssa.
We cannot hear you.
If she's asking, we can't hear you.
Hi.
Oh, I can kind of hear you. Yo. There we go.
I didn't insult your microphone skills while you were gone.
You mean?
Well, it's not my fault your microphone doesn't work.
It's not mine either.
I don't know.
Yes. Alyssa, how are your Sim characters doing?
My Sim characters are doing great.
That's good. Any of them died?
Not yet. I'm better at being God than Nicole is.
Ouch. As one would assume.
Whoa.
I could say that because it's true.
So is
sorry, Nicole.
The stuff about Alyssa's microphone skills.
Yes, but you were just saying it in a rude manner.
Rude boy.
How come it's only rude when I do?
Rude boy.
Stop. I'm being treated like a child, and I will not stand for it.
Stop
acting like one. Whoa. I can leave.
Oh. Oh my god.
What?
Where am I? All this sound.
Stop. What are you doing?
Charles, stop it, please. Charles.
Start. He's eating his phone.
I can tell it's Charlie.
He's eating his phone.
He totally is.
I'm back.
Guess who's back?
Did you just go like swimming with us before you came back?
Tub time. Happy 2 a.m. everybody. It's tub time.
It's 8:30.
Time doesn't mean anything.
False.
Just either at work anymore. Or I'm not.
Full time.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm either at work or I'm not. It's the way it be, Eric.
So you're telling me you don't count down the hours?
Don't. Oh, well, like, don't get me started on that stuff, really. Like,
please.
Would you like me to enlighten you? So, under my Absolutely. System, and yes, I've talked to coworkers, and there are multiple systems. What I do is. So I look at the clock, and how can I explain this?
Cool.
I'm not going to explain it anymore.
What the hell, man? Please do.
No, Gabby.
Mm-mm. See,
Gabby is being rude.
So
she's just too scared to admit it.
I'm not scared.
I don't really have a system. I actually just... Okay, so I'll look at the clock and I'll see what time it is. And whatever 15-minute increment of the hour it's closest to, I'll just say, oh, it is this time. But then I'll also try not to look at the clock for most of the day. Because when you look at the clock, a watched pot never boils is the point. Both of you just yawned, didn't you?
I did.
Both of you. Yeah, you did.
I didn't. No, I did not.
So if you work, don't look at the clock because it's not going to get you anywhere. My friend Kyle, what he does is he...
Kyle.
He says...
What a fool.
So I have 8 hours left in my shift. And 1 hour is 10 minutes six times.
Oh, right? No.
I do that
but
too.
That's so it's so painful to yourself.
Imagine doing math.
Or I do it like, 30 minutes too. That's not bad. Or like, I only have like an hour and a half left. Or like this many seconds. It's awesome. Oh my gosh. I do it that way.
A couple times, so
that's only 61 minutes.
So I put it to like I say. If it's like 9:05, I say, it's 9 o'clock, right? Which is, let's say I came in at 9,
He's
2 hours from my first
down.
Break. And so then I don't look at the clock. And when I look back again, which will hopefully be a long time later, I'll say, oh, I've either missed my break so I can take it now, or, oh, I've only got 10 minutes to my break.
Mm.
Cool. You just have to have a really cool internal clock like me to do that system. I'm kind of a genius, Gabby. I don't have Gabby. That
at all.
I also have it. But the problem with that is, then you already know what time it is, pretty much, without even...
Damn, Eric, it's not that good.
I don't know, I can usually guess the minute.
And I kind of appreciate it, Eric.
I can guess within 10 minutes of what time it is at almost any given time.
One-upping everyone here.
I'm not actually disappointed, what? I just want to sound like I am.
It's one of my few skills. Let me have it.
That comment was approved by Gabby.
Is that your new thing? Is that what you say now? This comment.
Yeah.
Meme.
No.
No.
I don't like those.
Nobody does, but maybe Jay.
Jay likes them. Jay likes them.
And he's allowed to.
He is. Of course he is.
But we're allowed to make fun of him for it.
No, I'm not going to make fun of him for it. I'm just saying he likes them.
Alyssa.
Jay likes them. Jay likes a lot of things.
I think you can make fun of people and be nice at the same time.
Jay's a funny guy, I think. But I don't think the meme approved him.
I think you're a funny guy.
Aw. Just because of the context we were saying that, and I'll take that.
Exactly. That's why it's funny.
Wow, now what?
God. Talk about...
Her voice is paint. Just dripping in.
Paint?
Sure.
Dripping sorry, in that... Paint. That yeah, that lined up perfectly.
What?
Her voice is dripping in paint.
Paint?
The painted lady.
Why are we talking about voices?
I looked at a can of paint today and not really.
No.
But it's like, do you ever think that paint would be like the ultimate thirst quencher?
No, it's so thick.
Charlie, please seek help.
I just wanted to like.
New Powerade paint. The ultimate thirst quencher.
You ever look at paint?
You'd be like, new Powerade paint. It's just paint.
Paint Hot Pockets.
Oh. Drywall Hot Pockets pairs excellently with paint Powerade. Buy them now. Two paint Hot Pockets for $6 only at Subway.
If you buy two pairs of Genderalls, you get a free bottle of paint Gatorade or Powerade.
Yummy. I can't wait to enjoy my paint.
That way, if you spill it, you've got Genderalls.
Genderalls truly are. Just one of the. I can't.
And they can go right in the wash.
No. This is too much.
I always thought it'd be a really cool job to be one of those people. Okay. That makes up
well,
paints
first
for everyone.
Of all, as someone who occasionally mixes paint, I don't work in back hardware, but sometimes I have to.
Okay.
It's you put it in the thing and you. Set the timer and you press a button.
I would literally just watch.
No,
that
it's
thing
really boring, Gabby. And you have to make small talk with the person on the
me.
Other
you know how
side
easily
of the
counter,
which sometimes
it's
easy if they're a nice person.
What
but
are
if
you
they're
painting?
Half the clientele of any retail store, they're not going to be nice. They're going to be
no way.
Nippy.
Do you think paint is fun? You should try mixing pink.
People don't just paint walls.
Sometimes they paint floors. By accident
with varnish, maybe. I don't.
Is that painting though?
What is painting?
You paint ceilings.
What is painting? That's our podcast.
We're here to discuss
what painting really is.
I don't want to get into that.
I think it has to do with paint, right? You're applying paint, but what is paint?
That's not true.
It has to do with
paint. Sorry, that's not true. You can paint with things that aren't paint.
You can metaphorically paint with things that aren't paint.
No, you can paint with paint, mud. Painting is a verb. You can paint with non-paint things.
Really?
You can paint the sea with blood.
Yeah.
No, that's a metaphor.
Oh.
Whatever.
Okay. Is that from that stupid Mastodon song?
It's not, Eric, a metaphor. What if I'm?
God, I swear to
is
God.
Is what?
Is that from?
I have the definition.
Is it from what?
It's. Oh.
What's the
colored
definition?
Substance which is spread over a I'm surface and dries
right
the
now
leaves
because I'm pretty
that's
sure
that's the noun. We know what the noun is.
You asked, what is paint?
No.
No, but here, this is what she said. She said paint can be anything that's colorful.
Stop.
So,
Charlie, what are you asking me?
You could potentially take...
Is it from what?
What is Charlie asking?
I'm going to find out myself.
He keeps getting cut off, and I don't know what he's talking
about. No, I just stopped talking.
I'd like to know.
Google dictionary
you don't deserve
enough.
It.
Alyssa, I'm looking for the verb painting, not the word
okay,
paint.
Hold on. The verb.
But we all know.
Something with paint. As
what?
Okay, it's not from Blood and Thunder. I
keep reading.
Definitely.
No,
definitely
of course
thought
it
was.
Harpoons thrust in the sky.
Oh, no.
You can literally paint anything, Alyssa 2020.
Yeah. I shouldn't have gotten him started.
I didn't do one of those.
I did. It's really cringy.
Are we even going to get your books, though?
I'm not. I don't know about you guys.
I was going to, but like, I'm not going through the whole online process.
Is it even a yearbook at this point? It's like a 4-month book. Good one, Eric.
I used to do.
You seriously just gave everyone listening that doesn't
really?
Know
that was funny.
Just the hugest, just feeling of, am I real?
What?
Because you're talking with such what? Direction, but they have no clue who to.
What are you talking about?
They don't know that you're talking to Alyssa. Anybody listening doesn't know that you're talking to Alyssa in the group chat right now. And you're just like, do they know?
Who, me?
But do they really? I don't know about you guys, but do you know?
I'm so confused. I'm not talking to anyone in the group chat.
Oh, you're talking to Alyssa.
Yeah, but she's in the call.
Wait.
What are you talking about?
I can't hear her.
You can't hear her?
No.
So you didn't even hear her?
I can't
wait.
Hear
oh
Alyssa.
My.
Wait.
How did you think I was...
Wait.
Oh, my God.
How long have you not been able to hear her? She's been in this
I could hear her at
the
beginning,
time,
but I
Charles.
Can't hear anymore. And that's being like that for most of... Charlie, Alyssa, hold on. God. Just Alyssa, say something, please.
Charlie, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
My Lord.
Try...
This is so
unplugging
upsetting.
It and plugging it back in again.
Okay, this isn't a me problem. I refuse to believe that this is a me problem.
I knew that wasn't going to work.
I blame
Anchor,
the worst podcast service.
I'm going to leave.
Okay, do you want me to leave and come back?
And when I get back, I'm going to be able to hear Alyssa's voice.
He's wait, leaving? He actually unplugged
shut
it
up.
And plugged it back in again?
Yeah, he did.
What a joke.
Well, now that Charlie's
now
gone.
Now that Charlie's gone, we should compliment his hairstyle.
We actually should compliment Charlie. We don't give him enough appreciation.
I like the way he actually unplugged it and plugged it back in again. It shows
yeah.
some serious
yeah, that was
dedication.
Pretty silly of him to do, isn't it?
And problem solving. Good
I
for
like
him.
That he wants to hear me that much. That...
That's sweet.
I mean,
that's sweet of him.
obviously, I think it would be pretty awkward to be in a group conversation and just not hear one of the people.
How did he not know you were like, in here?
Well, he's changed his name again.
Everyone? Guess who's back?
Oh, Alyssa's incredible.
Hi, hello, again. Sexy call beast. Him that.
Remember when everyone liked weird. Eminem for
that's his when they name. Were 11?
This is being me.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear everyone?
Yes, I can hear everyone.
That's good.
Incredible.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
Paint and then grab your books and then...
And then that's it. Nice.
Yeah, that seems to be where
everybody remember Natty
Charlie,
McPhee.
Charlie, I answered your question. Varnish.
No, I never watched Natty McPhee.
I did.
Did you, Charlie?
I watched it at soccer camp when I was 7. It rained one day, so we couldn't. We couldn't play soccer, so we watched Natty McPhee.
You're telling me you can't play soccer if it rains?
You can't.
Well, I could have, but they didn't want. They didn't want to.
That's the most fun.
Imagine 300 kids in a gymnasium.
No,
watching Natty McPhee and eating microwave popcorn, because that's exactly what it was.
With all their cleats on and their shorts and
that's not the only
question. Actually, it was a bunch of, it was like 300 wet kids because everybody had just been outside.
Oh no.
Oh. Wait, you guys can't play sports in the rain?
You,
that's so upsetting. Wait,
hold on. You were already wet and then you decided that you couldn't play in the rain?
I don't know why they decided to call it. First of all, the coaches did. It wasn't me. Oh, boy.
I want to know.
Goddamn choice.
Well, this is like before Netflix and stuff, right? So this was like...
No, but why
somebody
did they
must have had like a DVD of Manny McPhee in their car. So they brought it in, and the kids watched Natty McPhee. Not gonna
was
lie,
it good?
It's a boring movie.
Oh no!
Much would I rather play it. Soccer.
I remember God. Watching.
Of course, you watch Natty McPhee.
I'm not surprised by that. What is Natty McPhee about?
I'm offended, like mildly.
Wow. Run me through.
Surprisingly.
Actually, I take that back. Please do not
children,
run me through.
Spoiled, rotten British children.
It's kind of like Mary Poppins, but...
But she's got, like, a boil on
British.
Her nose, right?
Yes. I think it's a mole, Eric.
Yep.
Whatever. Potato, potato.
The point is she's ugly. Anyways.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And she does cool stuff.
See, that's ugly it. People can do cool stuff.
I'm going to look up the cast of Natty McPhee to make sure I'm not just calling that wonderful actress.
The only
ugly.
Character is going to be Natty McPhee.
I'm pretty sure it's
played by herself.
She's actually beautiful. They are prosthetics at the
okay.
end of the
well,
film.
Well, I apologize
she's like,
to anyone who looks like Natty McPhee.
So do I.
But. But her face was all dirty and stuff too. She could have done a better job.
She couldn't even be bothered to take a shower.
No.
Well, my question is, who hired her? Like, she's a babysitter, right?
Emma Thompson is the actress who plays Natty McPhee.
How old is Emma Thompson?
No way. Nope. Oh, yes, she is. Okay. I don't know why I was doubting facts. As usual.
Emma.
Guess what I'm playing
your
with.
Three-way again.
Just, yeah.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Imagine having more than one pickup.
This post is made by Hoffner Gang. Hoffner Shorty for life. Never need another pickup.
Just one humbucker.
One humbucker. Yep. Actually, in the 80s, Hoffner did a line of super shorties. Great movie idea. Great.
Hey, it sounds like,
it sounds like
Gabby,
me.
Gabby will star in Super Shorties.
I'm not that That's short. Kind of.
Well, it kind of is, but it's also colloquially.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can never say that word.
It's a tongue twister.
Colloquially.
Say it. Try it.
See?
Colloquially.
It's a tricky word. I can say colloquial. I can't say colloquially.
Charlie and I were in K-Rob's class.
Oh, yeah. Eric?
Still am in K-Rob's class.
I was also in K-Rob's class. So.
But not for English.
He still speaks English.
But you don't go over a month of lecture.
He still
actually,
speaks English.
We do. They're just not. They just apply to film. So, get ready.
Hold on. Wait.
Not the same.
You're not the same.
I miss that class so much.
What's, hold on. I'm actually freaking out.
Go back.
Hold on. Oh, stop the podcast. What's that?
He's freaking out.
No.
Okay, bye.
What's that movie with the car?
Cars.
No.
Cars.
Oh,
Jinx.
I know what you're talking about.
A diet ginger ale.
Love bug.
No.
What?
Hey, what? How old?
It's the one where they have the candy whistles in it. Shady Shady Bang Bang. I was spacing out. I was spacing out hard.
Never seen
on the name of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I love that movie with all of my heart.
No idea what it is about.
Dick Van Dyke.
It is a lovely, lovely movie.
It's a Dick lovely movie. I like it a lot.
I feel like I've just missed out on a
wouldn't
giant
be able
part
to told
of
you
childhood.
That.
And all of the people I know.
We're going to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We're going to.
Can we please?
I think we
what
all have to
doing?
Sing it
yes,
together.
Please.
Like every
I don't
song.
Know the movie.
All the songs.
I might cry if you do that.
Don't sing, but.
There was this there's this old man who is the grandfather. Oh, she's going.
Does she know this is being released to the public?
She's going.
That's my debut. Music industry.
We had no idea. They had no idea the talent. What's it about? Nobody's explaining anything.
It's literally just about a car, dude.
It's about a family.
It's more than just a car.
I'm trying to listen to Alyssa, even though she's very quiet.
Why am I so... okay. So, there's an old race car, and it was, like, winning every race it was ever in, but then it crashed because some friggin' lady left her dog in the middle of the racetrack. Didn't hit
course.
The dog. But then,
I thought that was a child's dog.
It's going to the scrapyard, but these two kids find it, and their dad buys it, and he's, like, trying to fix it up for them, because he's an inventor. So he creates this car that can float on water, fly, do whatever you want it to do. And they go on a trip around Bulgaria, is that?
What the hell?
It's one of the...
I think so.
I think it's Bulgaria. And they run
somewhere
into this
cool.
town, and there's this queen who hates children, and the children...
Oh my god.
...captured.
It was the 60s, Eric.
It's so funny.
Oh, okay.
It's so
that
funny
explains it all.
When you try to summarize it. And there was this creepy man who kept trying to lure children into the back of this
the
weird,
like
animal cage thing with candy.
He created Toot Sweets.
Yeah, that's the candy that you blow into.
That's how he met his wifey.
Okay, I get the picture. Magic car, Bulgaria, evil queen that hates children. The standard.
Plot. It's a king. Oh, and there's the children's grandfather, and he's like losing his mind. He lives in a lot. Shed. No, just not even
the two of you disagreeing house. About remembering the movie.
It's a goddamn outhouse, and the king lifts him up in the air by the outhouse.
By the outhouse?
Like a giant blimp, and it doesn't make sense. Is the outhouse attached to him?
Oh.
No, he goes in the outhouse to like live his life, and then the blimp comes and picks him up.
It's the Hindenburg.
Yes, the goddamn blimp.
Oh, Eric.
Posh for me. I remember that song because I would remember it.
Oh,
it would be the only song. Yes, it's a goddamn music. What? And it's got intermission.
Like a singer, so
how long is it?
Too long.
Yeah. It's like there are totally like different parts to the movie. There's no storyline at all.
Hey, yeah.
Okay. The story is that they have to defeat the evil queen and or king that hates children with kinda, the magic car.
Right.
Yes.
So, quit lying to me.
Okay, no, but that's only like the last quarter.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is 2 hours.
He looked
25. Oh, he's got a whole thing.
How long?
Yeah, 2 hours.
That's not that long.
Is that including intermission?
For a film in the 60s?
It's not that long.
Really long.
You guys are cowards.
That's like 30 minutes more than any movie should be.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, like all of
Marvel can suck whatever I want them to suck.
Marvel sucks. You think I care about Marvel?
For making longer films.
I'm gonna watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang tonight.
The point is that they're a modern. I like short.
I've only watched niche films, Charlie. You know this.
Oh,
I took a film course.
Eric's watched Whiplash.
You know what I didn't understand?
What?
About Marvel in particular?
About what?
Oh my gosh. That the Marvel franchise has a superhero named...
What's your point?
Captain Marvel. I don't understand. It just doesn't... I don't know how to get it, but it makes me uncomfortable that they just have... Like, what's the significance? It's just, like, cool. Yep. That's my whole thing. Why is there a superhero named Captain Marvel?
Did you know that...
No one gonna answer me? No.
In DC? Well, his name's... He was Captain Marvel. DC had a Captain Marvel too, but they changed his name to Shazam. No, Marvel and DC Comics are two different companies, right? DC has Batman. Okay, Marvel has whatever they have.
Yes.
The Hulk. I don't know why I was the first. Okay, so Marvel has Captain Marvel, right? DC has Shazam, right?
Yeah.
He's the dude who wears the red suit with the lightning bolt in his chest.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And you said
I've
Shazam.
I've never really read any of the comics. Okay, I know him from the Lego Batman video games. his name was Captain Marvel. DC had a Captain Marvel.
What?
And Marvel had a Captain Marvel. That's why they changed his name to Shazam.
Is that even allowed?
Oh.
Alright, seems fair.
Taking a chill pill.
Where did Eric go?
You know where.
Why is that funny?
You know where. Why is that funny? Eric's got some business he needs to take care of.
I will not stand for this.
Hey, Eric.
Disrespect.
Well,
I'm just getting a drink.
Okay.
Now what?
Probably nothing.
Okay.
Why?
Well, thank you.
Mindful moment?
Mindful yes!
Moment. Mindful moment?
Eric, do you want to leave?
I want to do background music while I do it.
Kind of music.
You want background music? Oh, there he goes.
I can't do that and talk. Never mind. Hold on. You got what?
I got it. Don't worry. I got that a bass. Sound I got a bass. I'm kidding.
Someone else has to talk.
Charlie's good at that.
Infernal hatred. Harvest crunch. I hate you.
No, we're not. We almost went an entire podcast without talking about Harvest Crunch.
I will sacrifice my firstborn to be rid of you from this world. When I sit.
Ripper.
Ripper Gilchrist. It's a hard decision that I've had to make, but I've made it. Harvest Crunch is the greatest evil facing man in 2020. Everybody pray for Ripper. He will do well in heaven, knowing that he has vanquished a great foe. That concludes this mindful moment.
What was I being mindful of?
Slam poetry. That was my impulse of Harvest Crunch.
There's nothing mindful about that.
I kind of liked it.
Yes, it was.
It was slam.
It wasn't a poem. It was. It's like something you writ down in the will.
It was slam.
He decided Ripper's fate for him. Notice my car is starting to roll. You got to keep it focused. You wanna say so. He's been practicing that. You can tell. DJ Khaled. We the best music. No one complains when Eric or Charlie or Casey plays, but when I play,
what?
It's a whole nother story.
What, Gabby, what did you say?
I can't hear anyone over Eric. I said, how come
do you think anyone listens to
Eric,
my play?
Casey or you play, it's like totally fine. No, but listen, it's fine. But when I go
really
to play,
know.
Everyone's like,
nobody
shut up, Gabby.
To me.
I have no good answer. No, it's just me, because I don't know why. You're nice to me.
It's because you're nice to everybody else.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh. Well, you're nice to me.
I actually am, but...
Okay, well, I'm redacting the previous statement.
What?
Eric's like, I actually am really nice to everybody.
Is that... I'm not allowed to acknowledge it.
I don't think you are. I'm not saying if that's right or wrong. No, I think you are. I'm not saying if it's right or wrong that you should be able to acknowledge your own niceness, but I think the rules are that you can't.
I think I make a point to be nice, and therefore I'm allowed to acknowledge it. It's not like it's an accident.
Oh, Gabby.
Pokemon. I thought your DS didn't work. What do you mean?
It doesn't.
Maybe
it turns on, though. Well, it turns on, but there's a dent in the screen. So it'll Eric, automatically just press today? Wherever the indent is for me.
Nothing.
Then how did you see me at the parking lot? In the
was driving past.
Oh, you were driving past. He was on a nice drive.
I was on a what?
You were on a nice drive.
I guess so.
It was a nice day. With the bass.
My father really surprised me with the bass today. I've been complaining to him about how I need a bass in order to like fully do like band things. Yeah, I was really intent
on trying
to get this love slit thing going. And then every day for the past 2 weeks I've been like, "Hey dad, remember that bass I told you about like a while ago? It'd be really cool if we could like get it."
And he'd be anybody like, see that Casey Gabby, semi invited himself back into Love Slut? He broke our hearts last time.
He's not allowed.
Us. Three.
Yeah, he just did.
Three? Yeah, we're a power trio.
Just us three.
Cool.
I like that Gabby said that.
That's how most great bands are.
That puts a lot of weight on you.
Assumes we're decent.
What do you mean? I love pressure.
Means you gotta be really versatile.
Uh oh.
I like to think that Eric's not actually playing the guitar. It's just him playing like something off YouTube.
Why would like, Eric just came at me for not being a versatile enough guitarist.
No, I just said
it'd be pretty Eric's like Charlie Lee No Blues.
The soul. No, it's a lot of pressure to be the sole guitarist of
the trio. EAB7. Oh.
I just dropped my pick, which is why I stopped playing, not because I paused the YouTube video.
You know what, Eric? I'm so excited, if it does put a greater deal of pressure on my shoulder. I think it does on everyone's. Well, maybe not yours.
You'll be the next Alex Lifeson.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have to learn how to play the drums,
which is much easier than I just played.
There is a lot of, in a power trio, the bass does have a lot of responsibility.
I just get to hit circles.
Circle go boom.
Exactly. If we get really, like, big, I might get a triangle.
He might get a cowbell. Oh, what am I saying? He already has one.
I wish I did.
Please.
Oh.
we've talked Alyssa out of the chat. She doesn't like this conversation. She's like, haha, I'm not in the band.
Oh, should this be a more Alyssa-friendly environment?
That or her microphone stopped working.
Oh.
Again.
I think we'll have fun. Are we gonna let Casey play keys for us sometimes?
I think it'll be fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We need a keys player.
Absolutely not.
We can have him on sometimes, Gabby. I understand what he did last time.
Yes, it's fine. He do be playing the music though. Can't wait forever.
Yeah.
All right, I think we should end the podcast here.
Fun part.
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind.
Okay.
I forgot how to play it.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning into this podcast. And thank you all for joining today.
Harvest Crunch sucks. Remember that one.
Oh.